Hare Krishna. So Krishna has described that when someone does sacrifice, what will he get? So he spoke elaborately in the previous verse, where he said that the person will enjoy materially, and at the end of life, he'll also attain the ultimate destination. So this is what will happen to a person who is doing sacrifice or yajna or activities done for the pleasure of Krishna. Now Krishna is going to talk about, what if someone does not do sacrifice? What is his destination? What will he get, or what will he not get? So let's see this in shloka number 31. Nayam lokostya ayagyasya kutonyaha kuru sattama. So here Krishna is saying, kuru sattama, O best of the kurus. He's addressing Arjuna. O Arjuna, ayagnyasya means the one who is not doing any sacrifice. Nayam loko asti. Such a person can never live happily on this planet or in this life. He cannot be happy. And then he is asking a question. Kuto anyaha? Then what to talk about next life? Or what to talk about going to some other planet? So basically Krishna is very clear that the ones who don't do sacrifice, they can never be happy in this life or in the next. So there's a very important thing. When someone does not do sacrifice, he's actually getting into sinful activities. Let's try to understand this. Ignorance is the cause of sinful life, and sinful life is the cause of one's dragging on in material existence. So when we are stuck in this material world, we are suffering due to various situations in this material existence. Why is it happening? Why are we stuck here? This is one point that we need to ponder on, we have to understand, and then see how to get out of it. So there's a cycle that everyone is stuck in. What is a cycle? So a person in ignorance, that person will actually commit sinful activities. And when someone commits sinful activities, that person will actually degrade himself in this or drag himself in the material existence. And then again do more, again get into more ignorance, and then again do the sinful activities, and then this is how it's going on, again and again and again. But then, one very nice thing is there. What is the loophole in this entire cycle? How can I get out of this cycle? Here it's given. Very, very important line. The human form of life is the only loophole by which one may get out of this entanglement. So congratulations to all of us. This form that we have got, human form of life, this is the only way by which we can get out of this entire loop that people are stuck in. Why? And that too, people who are civilized, now civilized human beings, they can actually get out of it. The ones who have some brain substance to understand what basically the current situation is, or what is my current existence all about, then that person can actually exit the cycle or break this cycle. Because in animal form of life, the animals are almost like a machine, we can say, where they're just doing four activities: eating, sleeping, mating and defending. They, whatever little intelligence they have, given by the laws of material nature, they use it just for making sure that these four activities are done properly: eating, sleeping, mating and defending. But when it comes to human form of life, the intelligence that is given is for higher purpose. But when someone is in ignorance, he'll just keep doing the lower aspects of life, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, and forgetting about what he's supposed to do to gain something higher in life. So only human beings can ask this question about what next? What is there when it comes to the higher realm? How can I reach those higher transcendental platform? All these questions only a human being can ask. And so it is said that such a human being can escape or break this loop in which everyone is stuck. And in fact, that person can break the cycle of birth and just forget about ignorance and sinful, the cycle that we just talked about. He can break the cycle of birth and death. So it is said that human form of life is the only loophole by which a person can escape. Now here it is given that Vedas are talking about four important things. Now basically, it's talking about how to escape. Vedas are talking about how to escape, you know, from this cycle, how to escape from the cycle of birth and death. So Vedas At various places, they are giving four things: dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. In English, dharma means religion, artha means economic comfort, then kama is regulated sense gratification, and moksha is to get out from the miserable condition of life. Now, let's try to understand one by one. So, what is this dharma all about? Religion. The path of religion are different kinds of sacrifice recommended above, that whatever we just saw in the previous shlokas, automatically solves our economic problems. By performance of yajna, we can have enough food, enough milk, etc., even if there is a so-called increase of population. So, first thing that will happen when we follow dharma, when we do sacrifice, the first thing that will happen is the economic problem will get solved. Whatever economic problem the person is facing, that will get first solved. Now, when the economic problem is solved, when the bodily needs are fulfilled, the next thing that the person looks for is this. The next stage is to satisfy the senses. Once the bodily needs are satisfied, next is he wants to satisfy the senses. And therefore, now the Vedas are talking about the next level. So, dharma will help a person to make sure that he is satisfied on the level of artha, dharma, artha. And then, when he is satisfied at this platform of artha, he now goes to the next platform of kama, that is, to satisfy his senses or do more sense gratification. So, therefore, the Vedas, that they are giving a way to satisfy the senses also. And what is that? Sacred marriage for regulated sense gratification. So, again, this is given. So, one can follow what is given in the Vedas, get into marriage ties, and then whatever regulated sense gratification is done, now that is well appreciated. But unrestricted sense gratification is animalistic. That's what one has to understand. Unrestricted sense gratification is sinful, and sinful life will drag a person down in his consciousness. And the person will not be able to elevate himself on the transcendental platform. Forget about breaking the cycle of birth and death. So now, when the person is satisfied at the karma level also, so what next thing? The next thing is about breaking the cycle of birth and death or liberation. So thereby, one is gradually elevated to the platform of release from material bondage, and the highest perfection of liberated life is to associate with Supreme Lord. So this is what next thing the person will start searching for and try to attain, endeavor towards. That is liberation, moksha. So in this way, we see how intelligently Lord Krishna has given us these Vedic scriptures. Vedaishya sarver ahameva vedya, vedanta krit veda with eva chaham. 15:15 Bhagavad Gita. So here Krishna is saying, I am the one who has compiled all these Vedic literatures. And how merciful the Lord is. He is making sure that a person progresses step by step from dharma, artha, kama and moksha finally. But then who has time to go through all this one by one by one? Yes. So we have to directly jump now to moksha. We have to directly jump to the platform where we can break the cycle of birth and death. And what is that highest level of perfection that a person can attain in life? It's given here. That is, the highest perfection of liberated life is to associate with Supreme Lord. That is Lord Shri Krishna. Go back to Lord Shri Krishna and serve Lord Shri Krishna. That's what is the ultimate perfection. So, just imagine if the person is not doing the sacrifices, then forget it. The person will not get artha, so he has to suffer in this life. That is, he will not get any economic benefit, so he has to suffer. Now, no economic benefit, so there is a problem at artha level. So, where is the question of kama? That is sense gratification. Who will help him to get sense gratification? And when the person is so disturbed the entire life, what about moksha? No, forget about moksha. Such people are always in ignorance. So there is no question of happiness in this life, there is no question of happiness in the next life. The problem now in this modern times is that the person wants to get happiness without doing sacrifices. Maybe he will increase sense gratification more and more, but then he will not get happiness. And you know what? Something very, very terrible will happen. Firstly, he will not get the transcendental knowledge because he has not reached the platform of moksha. And secondly, he's acting like a thief because he's not doing sacrifice but trying to grab things from material nature. So, the laws of karma will not allow him. So, in this way, he has to suffer very, very badly, both in this life and next, and maybe after that, and maybe after that, an unending cycle of this birth and death. So finally, it's given, the highest kind of happiness that a man can achieve is to be promoted to spiritual planets by practice of Krishna consciousness. A life of Krishna consciousness is therefore the solution to all the problems of material existence. What is the solution to all the problems? Going back home, back to Godhead, that is the solution to all the problems. Where are the problems? In this material world. So better give up this material world and go back home, back to Godhead. Attain Krishna and be with Krishna, you know, in a very, very blissful state all the time. So, but who will attain this state? Only the ones who are practicing Krishna consciousness. And how can one practice Krishna consciousness? Shravanam Kirtanam. By chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When we try to chant the holy names, call out for Krishna, beg for His mercy, then there is some hope that we will attain Krishna. We'll go back home, back to Godhead. So this is a very nice point, you know, to meditate on, that why to get stuck in this loop of ignorance, sinful life, and get dragged to lower consciousness? Why to get stuck in the cycle of birth and death? And why to waste time going through dharma, artha, kama, and finally moksha? Better, with whichever situation we are in, we take to Krishna consciousness and finally long jump and go back home, back to Godhead. Then to take, you know, short jumps and then things like that. So after describing all these things, now Krishna is going to speak about how every sacrifice is focusing towards transcendental knowledge. Let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.